What if the moment you said yes to that new client, new feature, or new market was actually the moment you started losing? We're deep into Q2 earnings season, and the news this week is all over the place. Bollywood, defense contracts, fintech, telecom. But here's the wild thing. Every single story delivers the same execution lesson for B2B SaaS operators. Knowing when to walk away, when to pivot fast, and how to build teams that don't crumble when a big bet fails. The Midas blog just broke it all down, and it's genuinely one of the more useful frameworks I've seen for running a lean SaaS LLC first. Selective commitment is a competitive advantage, but only when it's ruthless. Amir Khan, Bollywood's most selective actor, just walked away from another massive biopic. He takes years between projects and turns down roles most actors would sprint toward. For your SaaS team, every feature you build, every partnership you chase, every client segment you target, that's a yes. And every yes is burning bandwidth. The question isn't what can you take on? It's what are you protecting your focus for? Selectivity isn't indecision. It's resource discipline at its highest form. Second, when a core strategy fails, you need a pivot already built. Two South Korean defense giants, Hanwha Ocean and HD Hyundai Heavy, just lost a massive Canadian submarine contract worth trillions of Korean won in 2030 revenue targets. Their response? Zero paralysis. Immediate structured redirect to Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and U.S. defense projects. Gary Drew from Skip put it perfectly. In the Army, you don't wait until the primary route is blocked to find your alternate. You plan it in advance. Pipeline redundancy isn't pessimism. It's execution architecture. Third, watch earnings reports like a market timing signal. Innova International just posted $875 million in Q2 revenue, up 17.4% year over year. That tells you B2B. Buyers and financial services are still deploying capital. Demand hasn't frozen. But Comcast grew top-line revenue while losing 9.4% of domestic broadband subscribers. The lesson? Aggregate numbers can mask erosion underneath. Don't let your MRR growth hide a churn problem quietly building in a specific segment. Here's your one action item today. Open your pipeline right now and map your second-tier opportunities before you need them. What's your alternate route if your top deal falls through this quarter? Build that list before the primary route closes. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.